Now we want to note the passing of Erica Garner, the 27-year-old daughter of Eric Garner, whose last words were, "I can't breathe," after he was held in a chokehold by a New York City police officer. After her father's death 4 years ago, Erica became an outspoken activist for police reform. Like her father, Erica had asthma, and last week an asthma attack prompted a massive heart attack from which she never recovered. Deray McKesson is the Baltimore activist who's become a leading voice in the Black Lives Matter movement and knew well Erica's work. Deray, many mourning her loss, her family, her children. But tell us what she was to the Black Lives Matter movement.
You know, it was clear from the moment that her father was killed and there wasn't a guilty verdict or charges that were sustained against the officer who killed Eric Garner, she became a tireless advocate. And what I can say about all of my experiences with Erica, either seeing her on TV or on social media or in person, is that she took the truth with her everywhere, that she made sure that she was going to be a truth teller, whether it was to the mayor, the president, to the news, to the public. And you remember right after Eric Garner was killed, she did those weekly protests in Staten Island. And she did it whether two people showed up or 200 people showed up because she wanted to make a point about remembering his life.
And you're referring to Erica going to the spot, the same street corner where her father's put in a chokehold on Staten Island. And she would stage a die-in. She would lie there and protest 2 days a week. You mentioned she wasn't afraid to call out Mayor de Blasio, mayor of New York, or President Obama or Hillary Clinton. If she felt they didn't follow through on policy, she criticized de Blasio for not fully ending the controversial stop and frisk policy that a federal judge ruled disproportionately targeted African Americans. This is something he campaigned against, the policy, when running. Talk about those moments when she would take on these figures who wanted to be seen as aligned with her.
Yeah, I think that that is one of the most enduring legacies that she will have for activists across the country and people who are just committed to justice, as she showed that we have to take the truth with us into every room, that the fear of being silenced like can't stop us from telling the truth. And she did that. So, you know, that's one of the things that I'll take with me when I think about her. The other thing that her death reminds us all about is the maternal mortality of Black women. You know, she had a heart attack when she gave birth to her son. This is the second heart attack she had, as it's been reported. You know, Black women have the highest maternal mortality of any population in the country. And that is not only due to the lack of access to high quality health care, but it's also due to the incredible impact of stress. And the stress in Erica Garner's life was monumental, not only because of the circumstances of her father's death and her work in activism, but also because of the institutional racism that she just experienced as a Black woman in this country. So I'm hopeful that people will start to talk about these things more so that we can get to a place to think about solutions.
Well, you know, we were struck by the fact that she had asthma, it contributed directly to her heart attack. Her father had asthma, contributed to his death. You know, he truly could not breathe. And then you add a chokehold to that. And asthma disproportionately affects people in low-income areas in the inner cities. She did an interview last month with Katie Halper of New York Magazine, speaking about her father. Let's listen to a little of that.
He was the type of guy, he was a family man. He did everything that he could to take care of his six kids. He never really had any type of altercation. He was like a gentle giant. Like, he loved his neighborhood, he loved his family. But my father was like, you know, he was like my hero.
Deray McKesson, we read in Matt Taibbi's terrific book, I Can't Breathe, which is really more about the Garner family than that one incident, how Erica as a child was instrumental in demanding that her father get on a straighter path. We just heard her say he'd do anything for his family, and he was trying to support his kids when he fell into selling drugs. After that intervention from his children, that's when he turned to selling loose cigarettes, the loosies he was selling when he was confronted by police, thought it was more of a straight and narrow thing to do. Talk about how she related to her father.
In all of the interviews that I've seen, and like that one that you played the clip of, is that she was really insistent on reminding people that her father was a nice, ordinary person, that that while he might have made mistakes, he should be alive, that death was not the consequence of any of the mistakes that he made, and that we all make mistakes, right? That we aren't perfect people, none of us are. But that when Black men and Black women and Black trans members of our community make mistakes, that the consequence is often much more severe than other people in the community. And she was really clear about that. And I think that that comes across in so many of her conversations, that she helped remind us of the humanity of this work and of the impact of it. And I think that that has not gone forgotten.
Well, and Matt Taibbi, again, in the book I Can't Breathe, which I highly recommend, reminded us that, you know, bartenders in fancy bars in downtown New York sold Lucy's to their customers. Nobody bothered them. Here was a Black man selling them on a street corner, confronted by police.
We all saw that video. Like, why did it take so many officers to engage him for Lucy's, right? Like, that is, there's nothing about that that makes sense. And I think that Erica wanted us to be confronted with that every time we thought about her father's case. That nothing about that made sense at all. Nothing about a chokehold made sense at all for what he was suspected of doing.
Look, Erica was starting a nonprofit to focus on organizing and endorsing candidates. Is that someone picking up that work, do you know?
I think that people all across the country are. You know, she endorsed and supported Bernie Sanders. I think that she helped show so many people that we have to be involved at every level, that it is about being in the streets. It's about being at the boardroom. It's about being on committees. It's about being at the ballot box, too. And I think that she helped people realize that systems and structures have to change. And if all we've done is change the conversation, that is not yet the win.
That's DeRay McKesson, a leading voice in the Black Lives Matter movement, helping us remember another voice, Erica Garner Stilled, this 27-year-old mother, but also daughter of Eric Garner, recently died after a heart attack. DeRay, thank you.
Thank you.